exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three here. We're going to grab some phone calls. Patrick in Great Britain. Aloha, Patrick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike, welcome back. It's great to hear a live show again, and I'm so glad that you're on the mend. It must help, obviously, being in a warmer climate to get better than if you're trying to recover from pneumonia or influenza up in Minnesota or somewhere like that, or the Dakotas. So welcome back.
Thank you.
Something that I thought I heard you said, about we're talking about just in the previous hour about private central banking, and you said something along the lines of the world is becoming more aware. I'm not sure if that was the case, that I have to respectfully disagree. Not in my experience. We're talking about professional people, but chartered accountants, solicitors, public accountants. Most people still haven't got a clue. They've heard somewhere this mystery that banks can lend money many times, but most people haven't got a clue. Literally, that is the experience these days. Even in a typical, branch of a bank, the management there, I don't think they know. The girls at the front certainly haven't got a clue. It's an absolute mystery, and it's a closely guarded secret now. That is why it was such a brilliant scam that was perpetrated, that was forced upon the world 200 years ago, or whatever it was, when this thing came into being.
That's exactly right.
It is one of the biggest scams that has ever been forced. And you were so right in one of your presentations you did that, we have been brought up to believe that this is the way that things are meant to be, and there is no other alternative. And, I just thought I'd chip in with that bit, because, yes, there's some great alternative media, the great little YouTube things about private banking and all that chap up in Canada, very, very good. It is slow, but the information war is by no means over. It's a lot of work to do. Most people still think that when you go for a loan down at the bank, you're on your credit card or you're a loan for a car loan, that the money that you get put in your account is money that's come from savers that are left there from other people. No one has a clue that is brand new money, or very few people. It is such a brilliant scam that was forced on the world. It's just not true. You have to give them 10 out of 10 for actually thinking of a scam to force on the world.
It's a brilliant scam, and in order to keep that scam going, they'll start wars, they'll assassinate presidents, and they know it's a scam. And they know that it's a way of keeping the world enslaved to them. And it just comes out of this model where they, in their own minds, all the money on earth already belongs to them. We're only allowed to borrow it at interest. And again, because it is an unstable system, eventually it hovers at the edge of collapse, which is where we are right now. But they're not going to give up and say, we've kind of let this one go as far as we can, and it's time to change the model of global finance. No, they're just going to keep some way of saying, no, we just got to keep this scam going again.
Just one other quick point. There's been a little movement starting over here to bring back what's known as the Bradbury Pound. Search it out, the Bradbury Pound. At a low point in World War One, we ran out of money. And like what Kennedy and Lincoln did, the state temporarily were able to issue their own notes free of debt. Interesting enough, one of the banknotes had a picture of George slaying the dragon, which is a very sort of English-British logo. It goes on coins. And funny enough, the emblem of the City of London is a dragon, basically. And yeah, so but the banks didn't like it, and it was withdrawn for a while. It was the treasurer at the time was a guy called Bradbury, and it was during the era of Lloyd George. But yes, the City of London. Whenever someone tries to write to their MP or something to about bringing it back, they're fobbed off for some reason why it can't be done. Anyway, yeah, Bradbury Pound. That's all, Mike. Have a good rest of the show. That's great. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Janet in Florida. Aloha, Janet. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I'm calling regarding the secret meetings that Obama has had with the Chinese government regarding our energy sources and the fact that he has turned over so many of our resources to the Chinese government in payment for the huge debt that we owe them from and the trillions of dollars, and the fact that he has removed some 200 of the highest people in the military, in the Marines, in the Army, in the Navy, that have answered his litmus test question, will you turn against the American people? They answer no, they are out, they are gone, 200 of them. He has now... we have Chinese military, and I believe some of them are in Hawaii already, and they are being prepared to move in and take over the different sites. And they are going to confiscate our guns because China has demanded from this president, this treasonous man in the White House, that the American people must be disarmed because they're not going to put up with China taking over our resources. That's my first point.
The problem I have with that is, from the point of view of the United States government, it looks to me like they would welcome a war with China in order to stiff China on all the money that's owed to them.
And I agree.
So I really don't see Obama as trying to sell out the United States to the government of China. First of all, the American people will never settle for that.
I know that, but if we are disarmed, and that's what bothers China, the fact that the American people have guns. And every time guns have been taken away from people in any country, it shows the total takeover of the people in each and every country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're planning on. And you don't agree with that. In other words, he hasn't turned over agriculture. He hasn't turned over oil.
Well, what I disagree with is I don't see the American people just standing up there and turning their guns over to China.
Well, if the military, neither do I, and I'm, some ray of hope there. But the other thing I wanted to mention also is the Obama administration's support for the neo-Nazi protesters in the Ukraine that are fighting because they don't want to be part of the EU. So you have NATO, the EU, and Obama's government supporting neo-Nazis for the takeover of the Ukraine, who do not want to be part of the EU, which is complete suicide.
That's you're exactly correct. You're exactly correct. All of this trouble in the Ukraine didn't get going until the people of the Ukraine took a good look at what happens to their country when they sign on with the European Central Bank and said,
yes,
this is a raw deal. We're looking at how, all these countries who were part of the EU got suckered into this thing. They're all in serious trouble. They're all enforced austerity. And we don't want any part of it. And that's when the agent provocateurs showed up and started basically causing all the ruckus they can.
And in our name, we are supporting neo-Nazis.
Well, I'm not.
I'm not either, but I've
seen
how many more treasonous acts can this White House accomplish before something breaks?
Well, I think the only reason they're waving neo-Nazis is to try and have some kind of a propaganda handle to say, oh, we have to go in and deal with Ukraine because it's neo-Nazis, and we're all supposed to hate the neo-Nazis, and, you know, they'll wag Israel and World War II and Hitler at us one more time. But the fact of the matter is that this day and age, neo-Nazis, they're not credible anymore because they lost is basically what it came down to. All right, Janet, we're going to let you go here and switch over to actually, we have to take a break here. And then when we come back, we'll be talking with Clinton, Michigan. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones here. Clint in Michigan. Aloha, Clint. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Well, I just wanted to call and say I'm glad to hear that you're back, and hope a fast, speedy recovery for you.
Thank you.
And I wanted to talk about a couple of stories. I know you've been out, but it's been interesting here in Detroit how they're
how the prosecutor that's handling the bankruptcy issue has, you know, kind of discovered that derivatives were a big cause of the problem with the pensions in Detroit, and how, you know, the banks illegally set this up with our former mayor, who is now in prison. But I just think it's a really interesting issue, and I hope he digs into this more, because I think that's going to be one more thing to put in front of the American people to see exactly what these banks have been up to, and, you know, how they're working to destroy America. And what do you think about that?
No, you're absolutely right. And again, we're in a situation where the American people are realizing that the financial system of the nation is not run for the benefit of the nation and its people. It's a for-profit private little venture, and it's basically, it's, we've been played this scam for 200 years, where we're raised to believe that the only money that's we're allowed to have in circulation has to be borrowed at interest from those private central bankers who just created it out of thin air. And that's basically, you know, comes out of thin air, and they say, all right, you're now on in debt to us for the rest of your life. And it's a scam. It is a scam.
It really is. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about is about this supposed global warming. You know, Michigan, along with many other places, has been going through this horrible, you know, so-called polar vortex and everything. And we've had a record snow, you know, I think it's almost 45, maybe 50 inches of snow. And just west of us in Chicago, they got, you know, over, I think it's like 55 inches of snow. And every day we go out, there's more snow to shovel. And, you know, the roads have been horrible, and the business is down. I wonder about this. Like, how can anybody think about global warming, you know, now?
Well, that's the job of the corporate media, is to keep selling you that whole idea, to keep selling you the idea for a carbon tax. And we know that that's going to be coming up here, because Obamacare didn't generate those new tax revenues. So now they're going to come back, and they're going to do the carbon tax. And it's a very, very hard sell. And we're literally at a point right now where the federal government is standing up there and saying, look, you believe what we tell you to believe, and all will be well. Don't ask questions about global warming. Don't ask questions about where all the cold weather is coming from. You're not supposed to ask those questions. You have to leave it up to us in Washington, D.C. We know what's best for the nation as a whole. And they're literally down at that. That's their attitude right now, is don't think for yourself. If you think for yourself, the terrorists are going to win.
Yeah. the last thing I wanted to bring up is, you know, they keep talking about wanting to clean the environment and everything. And I'm sure you've heard about Enbridge, the pipeline company, that they have quite a few lines running through Michigan. Well, last week, the National Wildlife Federation, went down under the Straits of Mackinac, where it's, you know, a very beautiful, area, and found this pipeline that's very old and decrepit, leaking oil into both, Lake Michigan and Lake Huron. And, just like they had, and, you know, in the Kalamazoo River further downstate. And I thought that was quite interesting that the Natural Wildlife Federation had to go in there and, you know, check this out when they couldn't get the government to do anything about it. So what do you think about that?
Well, again, we were talking about it earlier in the show. Much of federal government offices that are ostensibly there to take care of the nation, take care of its people, protect us against industrial pollutants, they're not doing the job. They're raking in huge salaries and perks, and their job is to sit there and look like they're taking care of the country on behalf of the elected leadership. And they're not doing that. We saw that with the Deepwater Horizon. We saw that certainly with Fukushima. We saw that with all of these different entities that are allowing toxic food. Now we've got this something like 9 million pounds of beef that's having to be recalled, tritium in the water, all of that fracking chemicals in West Virginia. They're not taking care of the nation. They're just going through the motions of looking like they're taking care of the nation, leading up to another tax bill somewhere down the road.
Yeah. Well, thanks for taking my call, and I hope you get better fast. And I was thinking maybe you should get clear and help you, you know, till you get, you know, back to normal.
Yeah, we're probably going to do that. Normally she comes in on Fridays, but we may have her actually help me out on the microphone a little bit more while I sort of get things back together, okay?
Yeah, and thanks. You're doing a good job as ever.
All right, well, thank you very much. All right, so we got about another half hour to go here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and a lot of people are writing, and I'm looking at the chat room where people are out there saying, yeah, they're out there having to deal with all the snow shovel and ice. And there was that video that Fox News kept showing about how this girl went jogging and slipped and fell on the ground. But the reality is, I think the reason that the Obama administration is still pushing this whole global warming nonsense is the realization that it's very obvious at this point the government was lying about human-caused global warming. It was lying about carbon dioxide. It was lying about all of that information. We know that they were committing acts of outright fraud with the computer code from Hadley CRU, Penn State, and it was all about tricking you out of carbon tax money. And now everybody knows that's what this government did. This government lied to you about human-caused global warming, just like they lied to you about the Deepwater Horizon, just like they lied to you about the true state of the economy. And now they're thrashing around trying to find some way to get a crisis going where they can move forward and say, well, yeah, we were lying to you, but we meant well, so you've got to go along with us. Because we can't let the United States of America collapse and fade away into nothing. You know, just because we, the elected government, were liars and cheats and thieves, there's no reason to let the United States fade away here. You've got to stand with us and be loyal Americans and back us up no matter how many drone strikes we carry out. That's literally the point they've reached, is to just say, look, we're just going to do what we're going to do, and you might as well get used to it. Anybody who doesn't go along with it, well, we'll drone strike you. It's amazing stuff here. All righty, let's see. We got another minute to go here. No more callers on the line. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And let's see. Looking at, apparently there's been a bit of a kerfuffle over Bitcoin, where that has apparently had a bit of a dip today. And apparently the Justice Department is being sued over the validity of that $13 billion settlement with J.P. Morgan Chase from last November that came out of a lot of that mortgage-backed security fraud. And now the courts are being asked to look at that and see whether or not that was a legitimate settlement, or if, in point of fact, J.P. Morgan Chase got a get-out-of-jail-free card, which certainly seems to be the case. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise, if you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sincero, TV at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to Mike Sincero, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sincero, TV at the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're getting a story coming out of Kitco where Yellen is now expected to signal before Congress that gradual tapering still likely. They've got to start shutting down that quantitative easing, that instant creation of money, and it's going to be a mess there. Let's go to the phones here. John in the Caribbean. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Welcome back to the airwaves, Michael, and the cyber networks. We missed you. There's been an awful lot going on while you were laid up in hospital and poorly. We missed that cutting wit and analysis that you've become accustomed to.
Well, thank you for the kind words.
Yeah, I've been noticing recently some articles in the, not the mainstream press, but the underground press, that things are taking shape in the form of a pushback, a really serious pushback, by Putin and Russia once these Sochi games are over. Mm-hmm. Once they get that out of the way and things calm down a little. Looks like Putin's going to be coming out of there with both barrels firing.
Well,
just wonder what your thoughts on that.
Well, obviously Putin understands very much that the issues of the Ukraine are the Ukrainian people do not want to be enslaved to that European Central Bank. And so I think Putin was trying to keep things low-key for the Sochi Olympics. But I think, yeah, once the Olympics are over, we're going to start seeing the battle lines start to form. And it's really going to come down to this idea of whether we're going to all live in a world enslaved to a global private central bank, or if we're going to have nations who have public currencies that are operated as a public utility.
Well, what I'm seeing is the notion that the EU is proposing putting sanctions on Ukraine, which from my point of view is absolutely crazy. It's exactly the wrong thing to do as far as the EU's concerned. It will drive the Ukraine further away from that private central bank, the ECB.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, they could lead to more actions by agents provocateurs to say, "Oh, the Ukraine is suffering civil war, and now we have to go on in." They're basically just looking for a method to go in there and say, "We're going to go in and save the Ukraine from the Ukrainian people."
Yeah, well, I mean, I have heard a statement coming out of Russia from Putin that is said to have made the following statement to America and its allies, this far and no further.
Okay.
That
sounds
to,
about right.
And it seems subdued for the past few days since the Sochi game started, but I think it's going to warm up considerably once those games are finished. And I think it's despicable that America is going to charge its gold medal winners $10,000 in tax. Unbelievable.
It's a joke. It's almost a joke to see how they're behaving right now, how spoiled they are. And but again, you're absolutely right. Once the Sochi Olympics are over, we're going to see the gloves come off in terms of the real agenda here, which is slavery to the European Central Bank, slavery to a global version of the Federal Reserve, or independent nations with their own sovereign public currencies.
Yep, I'm looking forward to the next, the latter half of February, and we'll see what transpires.
Well, with Yellen out there already talking about having to cut back on the quantitative easing, and we already know that the U.S. Treasury is running out of money by the end of this month. They're really stuck between a rock and a hard place right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was Thursday or Friday last week, they hit the debt limit yet again. So they're now operating what cash reserves and reserves they've got in the Treasury. So that cannot last too long. So
no, it can't.
I would think actually that with now they're in that position, any start to a war in Syria is unlikely to take place because they couldn't fund it until they get the debt ceiling sorted.
Okay.
I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
All right. Apparently, they're reporting an explosion caused injuries at a factory in New Hampshire. So this is just now breaking. There's been some kind of an explosion that they're reporting on, and that looks like Concord, which is Peterborough, New Hampshire. Yeah, apparently there's been some kind of an incident there. Now, getting back to what you're talking about, again, all this is about just exactly which piece of ink and paper the world is going to use into the future. And the goal of the money junkies is to force the world back onto Bretton Woods, to force the continued support of the petrodollar, to force the world back to Bretton Woods, the agreement at the end of World War II. But the rest of the country, the rest of the planet doesn't want to go back to that. They understand there's nothing backing up this ink and paper. They understand it's just a debt scam. And so we're literally coming up on, we're moving closer and closer to war purely on this idea of just which particular piece of ink and paper everybody's going to use from now on. And I know I'm repeating myself a lot on the show today, but it really is what it all comes down to, is this dominion over the human race by forcing them to use a particular type of ink and paper, and to believe that the correct way to use that money is to borrow it always at interest. And it is. It's a scam that these Rothschild bankers have been playing for 200 years, and they have brought untold misery all across the globe between wars, assassinations, coup d'etats. And in their point of view, that's just the way things are supposed to be. And we're all supposed to just go along with that and say, yes, we will live our lives in debt servitude to these bankers. And anybody who doesn't, well, we're just being anti-Semites. But I think most of the planet Earth has realized what a scam it is, and they've come to see that. Anyway, did you have anything else you wanted to add, Brendan?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, it appears to me that the BRICS nations now are almost ready to launch their alternative to the U.S. dollar as the reserve. The reserve dollars that are out there in the international market is now teetering on breaking through the 30% mark. So twice as much value is being stored in other currencies now as is being stored in the dollar in the nation. So we're on a tipping point, I would have thought.
Yeah, we definitely are. All right. Brendan, I'm going to let you go here because, let's see, I think... No, that was John. I'm sorry. I'm paying attention here. We're going to switch over to, I guess it's Brendan in Wisconsin. I've lost
track. Hi, Michael.
There you are. All right. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to say, even though I don't agree with you on every single point that you ever make on any radio show, I certainly agree with most points, and I really value your relentless pursuit of truth. And in saying that, I'm certainly in no position to tell you how lucky you are to have a nice, supportive wife. And a lot of truth tellers do not actually get to enjoy that. Being a truth teller, a truth seeker, is sometimes a thankless position, and it's tough to find people romantically that can agree with that. So anyway, it's always good to hear you two on the air. I'm just going through my family genealogy, and I'm reminded of your sign-off when you talk about be vigilant, stay angry, stay skeptical, and make good choices. And I'm looking back, and this is going back to 1636, and my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was due to be beheaded for not bowing to the Bishop of Wren of Norwich in England, and was hidden away in the attic by his wife, and came over to Plymouth, and then went back and got the whole family and came over here. And it reminds me that the more things change, the more they stay the same.
All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just...
Erica, welcome back to the show here. Last few minutes before we wrap up and get out of here today. Interesting story coming out of Ryanovosti. As you're probably aware by now, the Geneva discussion involving Syria's Assad has ramped up again today. And, of course, the U.S. position is Assad must go, Assad must go, Assad must go, Assad must go. And everybody inside Assad's government is saying, you're just wasting our time. Okay? And so they're back to pushing that whole thing. They want Assad to go. They want a new U.S. friendly puppet regime there that will make sure Syria's oil is being bought and sold only for U.S. dollars. And they're back to pushing. And if you look at all the lies that the U.S. government has been caught trying to use to sell this idea that we somehow have this right to go into other people's countries, kick out their government and put in a government that will conform their economy to suit America's corporate interests. And they don't have anything. They don't have any traction on this thing. Nobody's buying this anymore. Let's see. Fitch has said Ukraine's default risk is very high. And again, we're looking at an engineered situation where the Ukraine was doing perfectly okay. And then all of a sudden the people of the Ukraine said, we don't want to be part of the European Union. And that's when the financial manipulations all started to try and create a risk of default so that the money junkies can basically come into the Ukraine and say, ah, we're repossessing, we're, well, we're playing the games we always play. Let's see, I think we still have Brendan in Wisconsin. Brendan, are you there?
Yeah, I'll make it quick. Anyway, my thoughts on my family's genealogy, which has been passed down each generation, is that someone just came out of the blue and paid me back a debt that they owed me, never thought that I'd see it again, and I'm going to forward that to RBN because your show and Dr. Parker's and John Stadtmiller's and Govern America are all very important, and so I want to get those copper rounds that you've mentioned, and I encourage other people to do the same. We're happy to see you back, Michael.
Well, I'm happy to be back, and I know it's going to take a little while for me to be back to my normal self. I'm actually I did a little better today than I was expecting to. So we're going to let you go here because we're almost out of time here, and I want to wrap up a couple of stories. Over at Russia Today, we're seeing an article where foreign investors are already starting to look away from places like France towards Russia, because what this is going to come down to is a financial block, if you will, of a currency that is operated as a public utility versus the for-profit scam that we're seeing coming out of the private central banks. And in the long run, that private central bank scam can't work. It can't support itself. It has to collapse. And that's why we're seeing nations like the BRIC nations come forward, the Shanghai Cooperative Organization. All of these little multinational organizations are forming their own little global financial cartels that do not require borrowing paper and ink notes at interest from a privately owned central bank. And now we're seeing where investors in France are looking at Russia as a very attractive investment place. So, let's see. Another story from Russia Today. World's first farmer trial over GM crop contamination begins in Australia. This is going to be a major, major situation because we've been seeing all over the planet the companies like Monsanto just recklessly disregarding health and safety with the deployment of these genetically modified Frankenfood horrors. And up until recently, we have seen a lot of very bad court cases where the judges are saying, oh yeah, the farmers were illegally using the genetic technology, even if they didn't want it. They're still supposed to be keeping an eye out for it. But now we're apparently looking at a landmark legal battle over Western Australian GM contamination. And if Australia were to declare that in point of fact contamination of a healthy farm field by genetically modified crops represents a form of corporate pollution and makes the corporations, Monsanto, liable for those kind of damages, that's going to completely dramatically change the whole GMO industry out there. All right, let's see. Obama's United Nations nominee power sees unacceptable bias against Israel at the United Nations. Boy, do we not get sick and tired of seeing this? Whatever Israel does and somebody criticizes it, the first thing the United States stands up is, oh, you're biased against Israel. You hate the Jews. You're an anti-Semite here. The Jews never did anything wrong. You've got to stand up there and just, you know, support Israel no matter what. Well, you know something? If you want to support Israel, go ahead. That's what the First Amendment is all about. Okay? But you, as a elected official of the United States government, do not have the authority to tell me that I will back or support a particular country, especially one that behaves as absolutely abysmally as Israel has been. But this idea that you get to sit up there and say, oh, the world is biased against Israel. You know something? Maybe the world is biased against Israel because Israel behaves so badly. There is no law carved in granite saying that you are allowed to be a total jerk whenever you feel like it, because of things that happened to you over the last 2,000 years, because you can't get along with your friends and your neighbors. And I'm definitely sick and tired of power out there deciding for us whether we're biased towards somebody or not. Of course we're not biased towards it. I'm biased towards the United States of America. And that's my question as we head on out of here for today's show. Where are the politicians who are biased in favor of the United States of America? Where are the elected officials who are going to put America first, second, and third? Because that's what's missing here. In all of these discussions that we're seeing about Iran and Syria and the rest of it, it's this endless line of bought and paid for Israel whores, for lack of a better name, out there screaming, we've got to support Israel, we've got to do it. All right, if you want to support Israel, move there. But this is the United States of America right now, and this nation is in serious, serious trouble, and it is very angering to me right now to see all of these politicians who will take their little money from AIPAC or their little blackmail information and the rest of it, and they'll sit there and say, oh, we have to always take care of Israel. Israel's got to learn how to take care of itself. And after 2,000 years, if they can't, maybe it's time for them to go away. There is no guarantee that any given race or society or civilization has to last forever. History says quite the contrary. But I'm really fed up and sick and tired of this administration and this government in Washington, D.C. that seems to have this attitude that they will tell us who we will love and who we will not love, and we will just go along with it. And I'm not going to go for that anymore. I'm not going to go for it. I've spent almost 20 years of my life trying to guide this nation and its political leadership back to a sense of responsibility to the American people in the American nation. And I am just sick and tired of all these politicians that we see in Washington, D.C., who line up with their hand in the air in front of the AIPAC organization, get their little money, and sell out the country time and time again. And when you sit there and say, why are you selling out our country to a foreign government? They say, oh, you're just being an anti-Semite. Well, I've had it. I really had it. And I think most of America has had it. If you go back and you look at history of all the difficulty Israel has had everywhere they've lived in 2,000 years, and you begin to understand they do it to themselves. And it looks like they're getting ready to make the same mistake all over again. And I just get fed up. And yes, I lost my temper, and I'm not supposed to do that, and it's not professional. But right now, at this very difficult time, America needs leaders who are going to put America first, second, and third. We can't afford a political leadership that sells their votes out to a foreign government. We can't afford the special relationship anymore. We just don't have the wealth to support it. Okay. All right, so it looks like we're at the end of the show here. We actually made it through to the end. We'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay informed, make good choices. And I'm waiting to hear some music. Come on in. There it is. All right, that's it for our show. I actually made it. We'll be back here tomorrow at RBN. Aloha, America.
With finance.